देवाय धीमहि तन्नः सर्व प्रचोदयात्।
Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan Baba. Respected elders, sisters, brothers, and all present here, Sai Ram to one and all. I am humbled as I stand here to speak on behalf of thousands of alumni of Shri Satya Sai Primary and Higher Secondary School. We, the alumni of Shri Satya Sai Primary and Higher Secondary School, are gathered here today as we are for the past 5 years to pay homage to our Divine Mother who nurtured us into what we are today. Somewhere out there in the social world, there is a party going on. There is much revelry and celebrations to herald the new year into people's lives. Somewhere out there in another part of this world, there are grand entertainment programs, loud and noisy chants. People are jousting and jubilating, a special event to mark new hopes and into their lives. But some of us have chosen to bring the magic and miracle of a new dawn of this new year in the warm and energetic embrace of our loving Lord Sai. For He is our joy. He is our aspirations. He is everything we need, want, and desire. We are His wealth as His students, and He is our guide and guardian in all matters of heart and mind. From the time we set foot into His realms, He, along with aunties, teachers, and caregivers at school, pour their love onto us. The education we get here can be easily bought from any school, but the learning that we gain is only possible here in their hands. Nostalgic memories take me swiftly back to the time when, barely as a 10-year-old, I entered the portals of Prashanti Road. That was the road that seemed to serve me well, for it led me to a better and reformed self. The first board on the arch after the Vidyagiri read, "Love all, serve all." That was the motto I was trained and tutored under for all my years at school. And even after, Bhagwan Baba was the epitome of love and selfless service. He taught by example. May I too be His lesson for others. Today, as a demonstration of our gratitude towards Bhagwan Baba, we, the alumni of Shri Satya Sai Primary and Higher Secondary School, are here to present a small program. Before we start our presentation, I would introduce you all to A. Sai Venkat Lakshmi, a senior scientist in the Indian Space and Research Organization, under the Government of India. She is involved in designing and developing software solutions for the effective use of space for the common man. She has won the Young Scientist Award in 2008. And Best Paper Award in an international conference in 2009. Her work is also listed in ISRO's Innovations for 2005 to 2010. She has numerous publications to her credit. She is grateful to Swami for being the inspiration behind her success. I now call upon A. Sai Venkat Lakshmi to share her experiences with us. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you. my humble and grateful pranams at the lotus feet of our dear Lord, Bhagwan Baba. Respected elders, dear brothers, sisters and children, Sai Ram and a happy new year 2016 to one and all. Swami, in his immense grace, accepted me in the primary school in the first batch of 108 students in 1980-81. This is the most unique system of education offering wholesome and integrated development. Swami says, my life is my message. This is best exemplified by the teachers of our primary school. Their love and dedication to Swami as they bring up 1,000+ little tots every year is unparalleled. No wonder then that this school is one of the top-ranked CBSE residential schools in India, even today. During the preparation for sports meet, Swami would come almost every day to watch us practice, cheer us up, and correct us down to the smallest detail. This would motivate us to perfect every move, every color, every costume, for we dedicated everything to Bhagwan. Years later, when we work as parents, teachers, executives, and leaders, we understand that perfection comes when you have attention to details and you offer everything to the Lord. Swami has been a mentor, a guide, a parent, and a guru. He is always with us, guiding and guarding us. Traveling down memory lane, I will narrate a few anecdotes. A couple of years ago, both my brothers suffered serious injury in a fatal road accident. Doctors said mobility was very difficult. All of us prayed fervently to Baba. The all-knowing one, so lovingly, came to my father sitting for darshan, patted him on the shoulder and said, they'll be all right. This assurance gave us strength, and needless to say, they eventually recovered. Another incident was in the 10th grade. In the Indian system of education, this is an important milestone. We were eagerly awaiting our results, and then disaster struck. We came to know that almost 50% had failed. We looked to Swami for guidance because all the students had worked hard and written the exams well. Swami said, don't worry, computer mistake, 100% result. The next few months, this was proven true. I learned a valuable lesson. When you put in your effort, Swami takes care, however big the difficulty. Swami is taking care of this big wide world on one hand, and yet his love and omniscience does not miss the smallest thought of even a little child. I was reading a book on Swami, and with all the fervor of a 14-year-old, I prayed to him for his love and grace. That evening he came, gently whisked a rose at me and said, Tisko, meaning take. I was overwhelmed with joy. On another occasion, my parents got delayed in picking me from school and I was anxious. That evening, Swami came, distributed sweets and chocolates and lovingly said, am I not taking care? Your parents will come tomorrow. Another important lesson I learned is to encourage every little effort. My mother was insisting I learn cooking, reminding me that Swami wants us to learn and excel in every field. I half-heartedly learned to make rasam. That night, I dreamt that happy scene when Swami used to come to school and serve us with his own hands. Only this time, Swami knowingly smiles and serves me rasam, not the usual laddu. Realizing that Swami knows all, I became more conscious of my thoughts, actions, and behavior. Like this, we have learnt uncountable lessons at His lotus feet. Swami, I thank You for the wonderful opportunity to grow in the comfort of Your love and grace. We pray that we are worthy instruments of Your divine mission. Sai Ram.
Nritya ko vidam Om Shri Sai Ram. My loving pranams at the lotus feet of our dearest mother. With Swami's blessings, I have the fortune of introducing the next speaker this afternoon, Brother A. Raghavendra. He is currently the Senior Vice President and Zonal Head, South, Commercial Banking at the IndusInd Bank. Before this, he has held senior positions in reputed institutions like Fitch Ratings, the Royal Bank of Scotland, and HDFC Bank. Most importantly, Brother Raghavendra is a student of the first batch of Sri Satya Sai Primary School and completed his education, passing out of the MBA program of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning in 1995. I request Brother Raghavendra to make his offering at the lotus feet. Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our Bhagwan, respected elders and my dear sisters and brothers. We are yet again at the New Year's Eve when we welcome the New Year's to come and bid farewell to 2015. This is also the auspicious time when Bhagwan lovingly gave all of us permission, those who have passed out of the portals of his institutions, to gather at his lotus feet and relive those wonderful memories that we have spent in Puttaparthi. I was one of the lucky students who gained admission into the Sri Satya Sai Primary and Higher Secondary School in 1981, those of 108 of us. Swami in this avatar has willed to accomplish and has accomplished massive projects and created wonderful institutions. The Sri Satya Sai Primary and Higher Secondary School, no doubt, is one that is very close to his heart. It was in the late 70s that Bhagwan disclosed to those around him of his desire to start a primary school in Puttaparthi itself. And Mr. Craxi then prayed for the opportunity to play a role in this school coming up. And I was reading an experience of his, how In the late 70s, when Swami was taking him in his car, and as they were passing by the piece of land that was procured where now the primary school stands, Swami asked him as to how many students he would think would be studying in the school that was to come up. Now, this was in the late 70s, and Puttaparthi was still quite a small place. So he thought it would, he guessed a number of 200, which to his mind at that time was a fantastic number. Swami said, no, it would be thousands. I'm sure at that time it would have seen an incredulous number, but today we have seen that come true. And that is how Bhagwan gave a peek into the grand mission, you know, that was to come in the days to come. All of us who studied in those early days, we have with us precious memories of how Swami spent time, devoted his energies, and paid close attention to our welfare. I remember in one of the first few months that Swami joined, he had come to school and he was going from classroom to classroom. As he came into our classroom, he asked one of the students who was sitting in the bench to go to the seat behind and sat with us in the same bench as where we sat amidst us, and called all the teachers in. Everybody, all the teachers and staff, everybody came into the room, and for almost close to an hour, he asked each of those teachers the details of how the school was functioning and how all the students were faring, and we all could see for ourselves how much concern he had and what kind of close attention that he was paying to every detail. Being children, our relationship with him was very playful, and he was a very loving parent to all of us. And we could take some liberties with him at that time that permitted us, that our innocence and eagerness permitted us. Allow me to recollect a few of them. We had, at that time, we had planted some papaya trees, by the side of the dining hall. And with passage of time, the first tree yielded the fruit, and it was decided that the first fruit would be offered to Bhagwan. So one evening, myself and another boy who was asked, we came and sat here with a tray and with a papaya in it. And Swami emerged from the interview room, saw us, blessed us, finished his darshan, and went back in. Shortly afterwards, Mr. Kayaldas came and said, Swami has asked for the papaya to be given inside. We told him that we were to give it to Swami and not to him. So he went back inside the interview room, and shortly Swami himself came out, took the papaya and went inside. So we were able to go back and successfully tell Munni Aunty that the mission was accomplished. During the festivals, we used to carry with us several eatables, you know, in small silver cups, items that he would like to have, cloves, lavang and such things. And we would sit in the front in the upper veranda opposite the college boys, and Swami would most invariably bless us all by partaking those foods. One particular Krishnashtami day, one of us was carrying a silver bowl of peanuts. The Swami emerged from the interview room and was lovingly granting us the bliss of his sambhashan, and he was talking with us at quite some length. And this boy was keeping the silver tray, you know, quite prominently up in the air for Swami to notice. Swami was talking to us, but this boy's patience ran out, and he picked up a spoon and almost held the spoon near Swami's mouth with the peanuts. So everybody was quite flabbergasted, wondering what kind of reaction would be. But Swami, you know, liking the innocence of the child, partook the peanuts, blessed him, and continued. Once again, early in the 80s, we had, you know, someone told us that there was a nice foreign car, a Cadillac, which, you know, Swami had been, you know, a devotee had given. And Swami had come to primary school in that car, and he was going from classroom to classroom. When he came to our classroom in the fifth class, I think one of us asked him, Swami, have you come in the new Cadillac? He said, yes. He said, so can we go and see? Swami said, yes. Immediately all of us left Swami in the classroom and ran out to the car, leaving only the bewildered teacher to give company to Swami. And we took our time, we admired and milled around the car, and casually one by one trooped back into the classroom. And Swami was waiting for all of us, and as soon as we all came back, he said, happy. We said, yes, Swami. And then Swami soon left us. So not only the playfulness, you know, with which Swami was always a loving parent, through various episodes we realized his divinity also, and we understood who he was. Those days, I'm sure everybody would remember how, you know, the few moments before Swami emerged from darshan, there would be absolute silence in the sands. That time it was sands out here. And one Sunday when we had come for darshan, I was sitting that side. And before Swami came, I was wondering what Swami would be doing. Would he be in his room upstairs? Would he be talking to somebody? Would he be in the interview room? And in very soft tones, there was a teacher sitting next to me. I said, you know, madam, what would Swami be doing? Would he be upstairs? Would he be downstairs? And it was a very small conversation in very hushed tones. And it was a fleeting conversation. After some time, Swami came for darshan, came near us, looked at us and said, you two were discussing what I would be doing, right, before coming for darshan. And that is how Swami revealed his omniscience to us. As primary school children, we also had the privilege of listening to the Sai Bhagavatam from the grandsire of Sai literature, Sri Kasturi Garu himself. At that time, Swami had asked Kasturi Garu to come to primary school every Sunday and regale us with various stories of the divine glory of Bhagwan and the incidents that took place. And that's how we understood who Swami was, and we got a peek into his glory and his divinity. And based on the stories we heard on Sundays, we used to make drawings of those and show to Swami on Thursdays. So like this, we were given the precious opportunity to tread on the path of Sanmarga, and we grew closer and closer to divinity. Looking back at these memories, I'm sure each and every one of us has such a treasure trove of wonderful opportunities. And as we sit and reflect upon all of this, we realize how extremely fortunate we all have been to be contemporaries of Avatar, and of how our lives have been intertwined with that of the Avatar. The generations to come will scarce believe that there was a time when divinity in its totality existed, and all those who felt inspired to do so could approach him, relate to him, and receive his time, receive his blessings and his grace. With the efflux of time, those of us who passed out of the primary school, and many of us are parents ourselves, and at times when my child is so mischievous at home, and I realize what a labor of love that parenting is, I often remark to my wife that, you know, having one child is such a labor of love, and how our teachers, primary school teachers, managed us when we were with thousands of us. And Swami also said the same thing in his discourse, but that was hearing it, but being a parent, I realized it myself. So I take this opportunity on behalf of everybody to once again offer our love and gratitude to the teachers of our primary school and higher secondary school. It is customary on New Year's Eve to make New Year resolutions. And for all of us, it is extremely, I think, an appropriate resolution is to pray to Bhagwan that he blesses us such that we lead our lives in consonance with his grace and we rise up to his expectations. Jai Sai Ram.
Ready to install love. Am I calling the right number?
Yes, ma'am. How can I help you?
Well, after much consideration, I've decided to install love. Can you guide me through this process?
Yes, I can help you. Are you ready to proceed?
Well, I'm not very technical, but I think I'm ready. What do I do first?
The first step is to open your heart. Have you located your heart?
Yes, but there are several other programs running right now. Is it okay to install love while they're running?
What programs are running, ma'am?
Let's see. I have past hurt, low self-esteem, grudge, and resentment running right now.
No problem. Love will gradually erase past hurt from your operating system. It may remain in your permanent memory, but it will no longer disrupt other programs. Love will eventually override low self-esteem with a module of its own called high self-esteem. However, you will have to completely turn off grudge and resentment. Those programs prevent love from being properly installed. Can you turn those off, ma'am?
I don't know how to turn them off. Can you tell me how?
With pleasure. Go to your start menu and invoke forgiveness. Do this as many times as necessary until grudge and resentment have been completely erased.
Okay, I think I'm done. Love has started installing itself. Is that normal?
Yes, but remember, you have only the base program. You need to begin connecting with other hearts in order to get the upgrades.
Oops, looks like I have an error message already. It says, error program not running on external components. What does that mean?
Don't worry, ma'am. It means that the love program is set up to run on internal hearts, but has not yet been run on your heart. In non-technical terms, it simply means you have to love yourself before you can love others.
So what should I do?
Can you pull down self-acceptance? Then click the following files. Forgive self. Realize your worth and acknowledge your limitations.
Okay, done.
Now copy them to the My Heart directory. The system will overwrite any conflicting files and begin patching faulty programming. Also, you need to delete verbose self-criticism from all directories and empty your recycle bin to make sure it is completely gone and never ever comes back.
Got it. Hey, looks like my heart is filling up with new files. Smile is playing on my monitor and peace and contentment are copying themselves all over my heart. Is this normal?
Sometimes. For others, it takes a while, but eventually everything gets it at the proper time. So love is installed and running. One more thing before we hang up. Love is freeware. Be sure to give it and its various modules to everyone you meet. They will in turn share with others and return some cool modules back to you.
I promise to do just that. By the way, what is your name?
Just call me Divine Cardiologist. Also, I'm known as the Great Physician. Or just, I am.
Thank you for helping me. Do I need to do anything else?
You're very welcome. Most people feel that all they need is an annual checkup to stay heart healthy. But the manufacturer suggests a daily maintenance schedule for maximum love efficiency.
खुदा वो उसे तब मालूम होता है जब वह एक दूसरे से जुदा होता है।
फूल की हर कली खुशबू दे आपको, सूरज की हर किरण रोशनी दे आपको। हम तो कुछ भी देने के काबिल नहीं, पर देने वाला हर खुशी दे आपको।
नन्हा गोद से निकल गए भूलता नहीं, एक दोस्ती का दामन ऐसे छूटता नहीं। तेरा साथ
किनारे पे लगा दी है मेरी कश्ती।
कौन है जिसने जमाने के जुल्म खुद सहकर
अपने सीने में छुपा ली
मेरी फागो मस्ती।
Bhagavan comes and visits and returns. You should not consider merely the physical form being here. The physical body is temporary. It is so weak, composes the senses. Don't go by that body. Consider the eternal truth.
కనుక మీరు ఈ విశాల భావాన్ని పరమల కొన్ని విశాలమైనటువంటిగా నేర్చుకుంటున్నారండి.
యూ షుడ్ ఆల్సో మేక్ యూజ్ ఆఫ్ సర్టన్ టర్మ్స్ ఆర్ వొకాబులరీ విత్ ఆల్ బ్రాడ్ మైండెడ్నెస్.
ఈనాడు నాకెంతో ఆనందంగా ఉంది.
భగవాన్ ఈస్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ.
ఐఎమ్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ.
స్వామి ఈస్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ.
కానీ మాట్లాడాలని తలుచుకోలేదు.
హీ Swami wants to watch and listen to many of the programs. Since we prayed to Bhagwan to talk to us, in fact, he's not so
particular.
In fact, all the sweetness, the nectar and thoughts behind made Bhagwan to talk to you.
There's
direct connection between you and Bhagwan. None can break this permanent, intimate connecting. You may go
anywhere.
You may see here or there, anywhere. Only one Sai is there. You may go to any village, you may take up a job anywhere, but Bhagawan is always with you. Treasure that feeling, that thought. Swami is with me. Strengthen that thought more and more. Your shadow follows you wherever you go. Bhagawan is your shadow.
Not shadow.
Not merely shadow, he is indweller, he is in you.
Kanka, I am you, you are mine.
Oh, Swami says, I am you, and you are mine.
He renders sambandhani, but then it is good.
Treasure of this feeling more and more, strengthen this.
आशियाना बनाए
हवाओं में
Thank you. Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya Namah Om.
जगदश श्री रघुरामा
विठला 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 Vithala Vithala Jai
Subrahmanyam Subrahmanyam Chandanava Subrahmanyam 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 Chandanava Subrahmanyam 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 Chandanava Subrahmanyam 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 Chandanava Subrahmanyam Subrahmanyam Hara 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 Subrahmanyam Om Shiva 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 Subrahmanyam Hara 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 Subrahmanyam Jai Subrahmanyam Subrahmanyam Sarvanatha Subrahmanyam 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 Sarvanatha
संरक्षक प्रतिमहेश्वर ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशिवदनाधीकर सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पलतीका आश्रित कल्पलतीका अपर्पादवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेवमु मरियन्तयुनीवे स्वामी मरियन्तयुनीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नागेन्द्र शयना ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप ओजस्वी साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगल आरती अंदुको मंगल आरती अंदुको मंदर गे धारे ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा
Gurudeva. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu.
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की।